A 45-year-old man was set on fire early on Sunday in the middle of New York's Times Square, sparking an investigation into the attack. Authorities have yet to determine whether the incident was random or targeted. The victim, severely burned and shirtless, was rushed to a nearby hospital and is currently in stable condition. According to police, the incident occurred around 4 a.m. when the man was found engulfed in flames. Investigators believe the assailant used a patron tequila bottle to douse the victim with accelerant before setting him alight. The man, on fire, ran approximately 100 feet while seeking help. A bystander jumped out of a car and used a powder fire extinguisher to put out the flames, authorities said. The assailant fled the scene immediately after the attack, and authorities are actively searching for the suspect. While police have not confirmed whether the attack was random or specifically targeted, they continue to investigate the motives behind the assault. This attack follows a similar incident 3 months ago when a woman, 57-year-old Debrina Kawam, was fatally set on fire aboard a subway car. The tragedy shocked New Yorkers and renewed concerns about safety in the city. In that case, the suspect, 33-year-old Guatemalan migrant Sebastian Zapata, was apprehended shortly after the incident. He was charged with murder and arson. New York street violence has become a hot topic ahead of the mayoral elections later this year, with former state governor Andrew Cuomo calling the city out of control. Cuomo has vowed to add 5,000 additional officers if elected. Incumbent Mayor Eric Adams, however, argues that the issue is not a shortage of police, but rather the impact of bail reforms signed by former Governor Cuomo. Statistics indicate that crime in New York has been trending lower in recent months. Despite this, the recent arson attacks and the rise in street violence continue to dominate public discourse, with safety in urban areas becoming a key issue for voters ahead of the elections.